Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the first parak of Maseches Peah. Today we're going to be learning parak Aleph Mishnah Dalet and parak Aleph Mishnah Hey. Says the Mishnah, Klal Amru BePeah. This is the rule when it comes to Peah. And what the Mishnah is about to do is give us five descriptions of which types of crops are obligated in Peah. If there's a particular crop that does not fit into all five of these categories, then we're not obligated to leave it in the corner of our field for poor people. There is no obligation to leave Peah from such a field. What are the five categories of foods that do require Peah? Number one, kol shehu ochel, anything that is edible, not just edible for an animal, but anything that a human being would eat. If there's a type of a crop that we use to, let's say, dye something, or we use it for any other purpose, we would not be obligated to take peah from that, to leave peah from that. Rather, it must be kol shehu ochel, must be edible, something that a person might eat. Number two, v'nishmar. It has to be something that's somewhat protected. What does that mean, that it's somewhat protected? That it means that it is on, let's say, private property. It has to belong to you. It can't be a public item. There's no obligation to leave peah from something that's public. It has to be privately owned by a specific person. Number three, v'gidulav min ha'aretz. It also has to be something that grows from the ground, not necessarily directly. It could grow from a tree that grows from the ground, but in order for you to take peah from it, it must be something that grows from the ground. Number four, ulekitaso ke'achas. It has to be something that, generally speaking, when you're gathering it and you're bringing it inside, it's something that you bring all together. Not that it's, you know, going to be that it's going to be ripening at different times, that it's going to become prepared for picking at different times. For example, a fig tree would not be obligated in peah because they ripen at different times and you take them in at different times. It has to be something ulekitaso ke'achas, that when you're gathering it, when you're bringing it inside, that it all is ready to be picked up and to be gathered at the exact same time. And the final quality of the crops that are obligated in peah is umachniso lekiyum. It has to be something that can remain good and eatable and edible when you leave it in storage. If it's the kind of thing that will spoil very quickly, there's some vegetables that spoil rather quickly, such a vegetable would not be obligated in peah. It has to be something, number one, once again, that we eat. Number two, that is owned by an individual person or by a family. V'gidula b'na'aretz, it has to be something that grows from the ground. Number four, it has to be something that is where the crops are all gathered at one time. And the fifth and final example, the fifth and final quality of these crops, uzumachniso lekiyum, it has to be something that is sustainable, that will stay good for a significant amount of time in storage, not the kind of thing that will spoil right away. Chayiv bepeah, in all of these situations, you would be obligated in peah. If there's any crop that's missing any one of these qualities, it would not be obligated in peah. Finishes off the Mishnah, v'hatzvua, v'hakitnios, biklal zeh. And grain and beans, for example, those things would be included in this rule, would be included in that which is required to take peah from. Now, the reason why this Mishnah ends off by specifying grain and kitnios, or beans, that are included in this, is because the Torah, when describing peah, says, uvekutzrichem es kitzir artzachem. Kitzir, which means harvesting, often refers to beans and often refers to grains. So it's very, so one might think, okay, that always grains and beans require peah. But the Mishnah is coming to teach you that grains and beans are only obligated in peah when they also meet these five things. They also need to meet these five qualifications as well. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. This Mishnah is now going to simply give us a list of trees. In case we are looking to decide, we have a bunch of trees in our yard, we want to know which ones are obligated in peah. So the Mishnah now is going to tell us exactly the type of trees that would fall into the categories listed in the previous Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Uve Ilan, when it comes to trees, these are the trees, Ha'og, which is like a sumac type of a tree. It's like a flowering red type of a tree, grows in Africa and so on, V'hacharuvin, and carobs, another type of tree, V'ha'egozim, and walnut trees, V'hashkedim, and almonds, V'hagifanim, and like a vineyard, v'harimonim, and like a pomegranate tree, v'hazesim, and olive trees, v'atimarim, and date trees, all of these situations, chayavim b'peah, says the Mishnah, are obligated in peah, because they fit into the categories listed in the previous Mishnah, all of the qualifications and the qualities of that which is required from peah, that which we take peah from. These trees meet those qualifications, have those qualities, and therefore we would take peah from them. Once again, a fig tree is not in this category, because like we said in the previous Mishnah, fig trees are not all the figs off a tree ripen at different times, and therefore they would not be required in peah. So just a quick review, Mishnah Dala told us the various qualifications, the five qualities that are required for a crop to be obligated in peah. And then Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey just simply gave us a list of trees that are included in that which we would be required to take peah from. Have a great day.